From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A bloody hours-long standoff between militants and security forces at a Pakistani police academy is over. At least 58 police cadets were killed and dozens more wounded. The gunmen, armed with explosive vests, attacked the Balochistan facility in southwest Pakistan near the city of Quetta late Monday. The group of at least six masked gunmen took a number of hostages. They are believed to be members of the Al-Qaeda jihadist group Lashkar-e-Jhangvi. Pakistani analyst Moeen Cheema of Australian National University said the group has become a top priority for security forces.
The state has taken these sorts of sectarian militant outfits also seriously, and the Lashkar-e-Jhangvi has particularly been targeted. Some of its notable leaders were killed by the police in an attack a few months back. So clearly there is motivation for the Lashkar-e-Jhangvi. If it is confirmed that it is the Lashkar-e-Jhangvi which has carried out this attack, there's clearly motivation because they have been targeting public officials and now the military as well in retaliation for the intelligence-based operations against them.
The region has been beset by violence, with more than 70 killed back in August in a suicide attack on a Quetta hospital claimed by elements of Islamic State and the Pakistani Taliban. In Central African Republic Monday, at least four people were killed when protests in the capital Bangui aimed at UN peacekeepers turned violent. Five peacekeepers were among 14 wounded when UN soldiers exchanged gunfire with armed men near the crowd. One protester said people don't understand the role the UN mission, known as MINUSCA, has. He said people continue to fight and the peacekeepers don't intervene. Early this month, at least 30 were killed, dozens wounded, when fighters from Muslim Salika militia group staged an attack in a